The Pond. Wonder 91 Second Story for Appaloosa Radio. 3 times a week, Owen Nomura drove his mother from her mobile home to the pond in the park. He would unload her walker and then assist her to walk the 200 yards to the stone wall surrounding the pond and then help her to sit on it. Once she was situated, each would smoke a cigarette. He used to smoke a cigar, but she did not like its smell. So he chose mentholated cigarettes instead. They would look at the pond, but neither would speak. Then, after 20 minutes or so, Owen would help his mother to stand and then assist her as she slowly walked back to the car. As he drove her back to her immaculately maintained mobile home, surrounded by thousands of carefully tended flowers, they would sometimes converse in Japanese. Owen remembered that they had always spoken Japanese at home. It was what his grandfather required. However, Owen's father, Alan, did like the custom and would rebel against it, speaking in English, in a much too loud, impolite voice. Alan Nomura was an American who had fought in the war. He had no use for the old traditions. Owen was more like his father than his mother. His only goal was to make as much money as possible. He owned a variety of business interests, including restaurants, commercial property, rental apartments, and recently, cryptocurrencies. Nonetheless, Owen acquiesced to his mother's wishes, taking her to the pond for a single cigarette 3 times each week. When Owen's wife asked why he did it, he would say, "She's 87 years old, and she gets satisfaction from it." He did not say that it was a moral obligation inculcated in him since childhood. One's elders deserve respect, absolute and total respect. Recently, a flock of mallards have taken up residence at the pond. On their trips home, Owen's mother often complained about the ducks, saying that Owen should call the city and demand that they be removed. "They are noisy and dirty," she observed, adding, "The water should be tranquil, like reflected glass." Owen would never say it. It would be disrespectful. But he enjoyed the noisy ducks. They brought energy to what would otherwise be a very boring place.